It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindler, and as we continue on this morning, I'm now joined in the studio by Chris Plourd, who is Camp Co-Director with Camp U Peninsulan, and also Camp Board Member Mike Parks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Chris, you're here to talk about Camp U Peninsulan. First of all, what is that? And then let's talk about what you do.
Camp U Peninsulan is Upper Michigan's only camp for type 1 diabetic children. We take campers from age 9 to 14, and campers come, and the goal is to give them a camp experience without worrying about blood sugars and insulin pumps, away from their parents, and they meet other kids that are diabetic, and they compare stories, but just have that outdoor fun camp experience.
So you're here to talk about the fact that it's going to be coming up again this summer. It's a little ways away, early August, I believe, but you have registration that is open now, correct?
Correct. Yep. The camp session is at Clear Lake Education Center in Manistique. It's August 5th through the 9th. Registration is up on our website, so it's all electronic. Our website, campupeninsulan.com.
Quick question on that. Do you have a limited opening, like amount of openings?
Nope. We're currently aiming for at least 60 plus campers, not more.
All right. So you got room there for the kids. Mike Parks also here. He's a camp board member. Mike, let's talk a little bit about your involvement. What got you involved in this? Why is this something that you're interested in doing?
Yeah, thanks, Walt. So I am the director of nutrition, wellness, diabetes education at the hospital. So on a daily basis, we work with a lot of patients with diabetes. We do support the specialty clinic at the hospital as well, supporting type 1 diabetes. And as a board member, we meet at least every month to look at operations, financials, make sure that we're meeting state regulations. And I think as a board, we want to make sure that we are providing a good, safe camp, but at virtually no cost to any applicant.
Why is it important, do you think, for the kids to have this kind of experience, that they can go to camp and just go to camp and have fun?
Yeah, I think for kids living with type 1 diabetes, a lot of them are at school and they're the only one in their school that might have type 1 diabetes. So I think when you have a chronic disease where you're dealing with things on a daily basis, a lot of times you feel kind of alone. So I think having camp where they have 40 plus kids that are all dealing with the same kinds of things as far as high blood sugars, low blood sugars, counting carbohydrates, it's really important for them to see that and have a week where they're not alone.
Yeah, get a chance to also meet some that might become friends that are sort of in the same boat, which is always good. Chris Plourd again here, Camp Co-Director with Camp U Peninsulan. You have this open. You're looking for, you have room for up to 60. So the criteria are what? Who is this kind of for? Ages, et cetera. And then how do they sign up?
Sure. Yep. The camp is open for ages 9 through 14. Type 1 diabetic. Regardless of insulin pump injections, everybody is welcome.
Is it around the UP that you're looking for this, around the region? Is it open to pretty much all that can hear us this morning?
It's open to pretty much anyone that can hear us that might be interested. And if they're not quite sure about spending the night, they don't have to stay the whole time. They can sign up for certain days, or we even have a day camp option during the week as well.
So there are a lot of options, and all of this can be found at your website again, which is?
CampUPeninsulan.com.
And the camp itself again is when and where?
The camp is August 5th through the 9th. Registration's up right now on our website, and it's at Clear Lake Education Center, which is, the address is Manistique.
Okay, well, I appreciate the update this morning. That is Chris Plourd, Camp Co-Director of Camp U Peninsulan, and also Mike Parks, who's a member of the camp board. Thanks for your time this morning. Let's have you back sometime we get a little closer to August and see how registration is going, but thanks for stopping in today.
Thanks, Walt.
Thanks so much, Walt.
If you missed any of this interview, look for it at our website. We'll also link up the website for Camp U Peninsulan so you can get registered and also find out more. It's all about keeping you connected to the community. I'm Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9.